We broke the boom. We headed for the trading city Thresh, which lies above the Third Cataract. It was a quiet river going down. There might have been no other human beings in the world outside of us on the barge. But the wreckage that kept pace was a screaming reminder that we were not alone, that we belonged to a bleak and bloody-minded species. I was not fit company for man or beast, as they say. One Eye joined me where I stood under the battered crockhead Goblin had mounted in the bows. "Be there in a little bit, Croaker." I dipped into my trick bag of repartee and countered with an unenthusiastic grunt. "Me and the runt been trying to get a feel for the place up ahead." I cracked him up with another grunt. That was his job. "Don't got a good feel to it." We watched another small fishing boat hoist anchor and raise sail and skitter south with the news of our coming. Not a real danger feel, not an all-bad feel, just not a right feel, like there's something going on. He sounded puzzled around the edges. "You figure it's something that might concern us? Send your pet to find out what. That's what you bought him for, isn't it?" He smirked. The current in a lazy turn of the river held us close to the right bank. Two solemn crows watched our progress from a lone dead tree. Gnarled and ugly, the tree made me think of nooses and hanged men. "Now why didn't I think of that, Croaker? Here I just sent him into town to check on the quiff situation." "Teach your grandmother to suck eggs, Croaker." The imp came back with a disturbing report. There were people in Thresh waiting for us, specifically us, the Black Company. How the hell did everybody know we were coming? The waterfront was mobbed when we warped in, though nobody really believed we had come from Gay Astley. I guess they figured we spontaneously generated on the river up around the bend. I kept everyone aboard and mostly out of sight till the rest of the convoy arrived. It came through untouched. Its guards and crews were simmering with stories of the devastation they had found in our wake. Rejoicing spread through Thresh. The blockade had been strangling the city. I watched the good citizens from behind a mantlet. Here and there I noted hard-eyed little brown men who seemed less than enchanted with our advent. "Those the guys you were talking about?" I asked One Eye. He gave them the fish eye, then shook his head. "Ours should be over that way. There they are. Weird." I saw what he meant. A man with long blonde hair. What the hell was he doing down here? "Keep an eye on them." I collected Mogaba and Goblin and a couple of the guys who looked like they ate babies for breakfast and went into conference with the bosses of the convoy. They surprised me. They not only did not argue about paying the balance of our fee, they tossed in a bonus on account of every barge got through. Then I got my key people together and told them, "Let's get offloaded and hit the road. This place gives me the creeps." Goblin and One Eye complained, naturally. They wanted to stay and party. They came around when the iron coach and the great black horses and the company standard hit the wharfside road. The joy went out of the grand celebration almost immediately. I'd figured it would. Blank faces watched the unforgotten standard pass. Thresh had been on the other side when the company was in service in Goes.